The White Lotus didn't just create a hit show, it created a fantasy. And the brands that jumped in fast and with taste won big. This is a show that has become its own vibe. Rich people doing terrible things in beautiful places. And what did smart brands do? They didn't just sponsor it, they entered the scene. That's the game now. You're not slapping your logo on a moment, you're asking, how do we become part of the fantasy? The mistake most brands make is that they either move too late or they make it about themselves. Culture doesn't wait though, and it doesn't care about your quarterly roadmap. Look at the ones that got it right. Products that felt like they belonged in the White Lotus universe. Banana Republic didn't just do a collab, they offered a ticket into the fantasy. Nest didn't sell a candle, they sold escapism. It's not about riding trends. It's about becoming a part of the story. If you're a brand today and you want attention, you have to earn your place inside the story people are already watching. That's what White Lotus showed us. And here's the kicker. Too many brands are still trying to buy culture. The great ones, they build with it.